Hello, dear listeners, and welcome back to a new episode in our series, The Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Yes? Well, so far we have already understood that Winnie is always hanging out with his these sweet little friends. Yeah, so they're always having fun together. And as it happens in any friendship, in any group that you have, there would be a point where there is some misunderstanding that comes within the group. Maybe someone gets jealous of the other friend being good at something. And that, I mean, such situations does always happen. It will happen once in a while. So something similar happens with Winnie and his friends, amongst Winnie and his friends. So now let us see how do they overcome this emotion. How do they address this? Okay, so with that short introduction, let us quickly go ahead into our episode for the day. And here we go, listeners. Oh bother, someone's jealous.
I love spring, said Piglet one morning as he walked through the 100-acre wood with his friends. It's so breezy!
And so buzzy, added Winnie the Pooh as a bee flew over his head.
I love spring because it's so bouncy, said Tiger. It's the perfect time of year for hill bouncing, and that's what tigers do best.
What's hill bouncing?
Asked Roo.
It's easy. You just try to get to the top of the hill in as few bounces as possible. Like this, said Tiger, and off he went. Boing, 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 boing.
Tiger was at the top of the hill in only 6 bounces.
I told you it was easy. Your turn, Pooh,
he called down to the others. Well, it took Pooh much longer than Tiger to reach the top. When he finally made it, Pooh asked,
How many bounces did I bounce?
14, I think, or maybe 15. I forgot how many when you stopped to eat the honey, said Tiger.
Oh bother, well, I had fun anyway, said Pooh.
Piglet was next, but he bounced out of sight on his 3rd bounce and landed deep in a bank of wildflowers. Pooh rushed down the hill to see if his friend was all right. Piglet was a little shaken.
Hill bouncing is for those who are braver than piglets. I'll just watch the rest of you bounce,
he said, crawling out of the flowers.
My turn, my turn,
shouted Roo, jumping up and down excitedly. Since Roo was the youngest, everybody gave him advice. Pooh held out his honey jar and said,
Have some honey, Roo. It will give you energy.
Watch out for wild flowers, Piglet suggested.
Just bounce the way I did. You will be tigerific,
said Tiger, who had come back down the hill to help Roo. Tiger counted as Roo bounced up the hill.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tiger stopped counting when Roo reached the top.
Only 4 bounces? That can't be right. It took me 6 bounces.
Tiger was sure he had counted wrong. To double check, he and Roo decided to bounce up the hill again. Boing, 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 boing. This time, Tiger was only on his 6th bounce when he heard Roo behind him.
Here I come!
Roo shouted. In just 4 quick bounces, Roo reached the top of the hill. Standing at the top with Roo, Tiger didn't feel very bouncy.
I have got better things to do than bounce up a stupid hill all day,
he said. With that, he turned and walked away from Roo. Pooh and Piglet rushed up the hill to see why Tiger was leaving.
Do you think he's mad at me?
Asked Roo.
Oh no, Roo, but I think he may be jealous of you, said Piglet.
Oh, bother, said Pooh as he reached into his honey pot. I think it's time for a little something.
A little later, Owl was flying over the 100-acre wood when he spotted Tiger down by the stream. Owl landed nearby.
Greetings, Tiger. I have a message from your friends. They are waiting for you so they can do more hill bouncing.
Oh, tigers hate hill bouncing, especially when they are not the best bouncers.
Maybe you just need a little practice. I could help.
That's a great idea.
And so, Owl coached from the air while Tiger practiced bouncing all around the 100-acre wood. Boing, boing, Tiger splashed across the stream and he bounced through Rabbit's garden. Then he bounded into Eeyore's favorite thistle patch.
Eeyore, why don't you practice bouncing with Tiger?
Owl suggested.
Oh no, I don't bounce very well. When I bounce, my front half, my back half wobbles. And when I bounce my back half, my front half collapses. Like this, said Eeyore.
After watching Eeyore wobble and collapse, Tiger and Owl agreed that bouncing was not a good idea for Eeyore. Tiger went on bouncing and bouncing, and finally he was hot and tired and all bounced out.
You need to rest a little,
Owl suggested with a yawn.
I think I'll go home and take a nap too.
Tigers aren't built for hill bouncing the way roos are, but thanks for your help, Owl,
said Tiger unhappily. Meanwhile, Christopher Robin arrived at the hill and found Roo and Pooh and Piglet just sitting and mopping.
What's wrong? Asked Christopher Robin.
Hill bouncing is more fun when Tiger is around, Pooh explained.
But he won't bounce with us anymore, said Roo sadly.
Christopher Robin thought for a second and then said,
Come on, Pooh, let's go find him.
Christopher Robin and Pooh wandered through the 100-acre wood until they found Tiger taking a little nap under a huge tree.
We would really like you to come back and hill bounce with us, said Christopher Robin.
What happened to Roo? He is the only one you need for hill bouncing,
asked Tiger.
Tiger, you're not jealous of Roo, are you?
Asked Christopher Robin. And now Tiger looked a little embarrassed.
Well, tigers don't like being second best at bouncing. It can make them jealous, he said.
You don't have to be the best hill bouncer, said Christopher Robin, giving Tiger a friendly pat on the back. We like you, no matter what.
That's right. Why don't you come back with us? Everything is more fun when you are there, Pooh agreed.
It is? Well, maybe I won't bother being jealous anymore. Being jealous is not a tigerific feeling,
said Tiger, looking bouncy again. Roo and Piglet cheered when Tiger and the others returned.
I am ready to try it again,
Tiger announced. Boing, 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 boing. Tiger bounced up the hill in 5 bounces.
That was better than the last time, he shouted.
It still took Roo only 4 bounces to get to the top, but Tiger didn't seem to mind.
Congratulations, Roo. I think bouncing up hills is what Roos do best, said Tiger, and Roo felt very proud.
Christopher Robin and the others climbed the hill to congratulate Roo, but Christopher Robin suddenly shook his head and said,
We still have a problem.
We do? Said Tiger.
Bouncing up the hill is great, but going down the hill isn't as much fun.
Then Tiger began bouncing up and down.
That's no problem, no problem at all. I'll teach you how to slide. Sliding down hills is what tigers really do best.
And so,
Tiger gathered some giant leaves and showed everyone how to slide down the hill. Soon, the giggling band of friends followed Tiger and landed in a happy heap at the bottom.
"Oh my, you are good at hill sliding," said Pooh.
"And you are good at being my friends, and friends of all, tigers like the best,"
replied Tiger with a smile. And so, listeners, with that, we wrap up today's episode. Yeah, well, like we saw, Tiger was very good at bouncing, right? That's what he thought. But when he realizes that Roo is better, he gets a little uncomfortable, yeah? He kind of doesn't like that Roo is better at him because you know, he always had that in mind, okay, I am the best at bouncing. And this kind of happens with all of us, yeah? And then later he realizes that his friends are going to love him for whatever he is. So it's not necessary that he needs to be the best at something. And then he also realizes if not bouncing, he is maybe the best at sliding down the hill, correct? So this is how it is for all of us. We may not be really best at everything that we do, but we will be best at something. And that's what we need to nurture and develop on, right? And at the same time, amongst your friends, each of you will be good at something. So keep encouraging each other, keep motivating each other to be the best in what you like, in what you do. And there's no need of, you know, this jealousy that needs to come amongst friends. You just need to keep encouraging each other and pushing each other to, you know, push your limits and just be the best in what you really are. Yeah. Well, that's exactly what friendship is all about, correct? So yes, have fun with your friends, enjoy, and I'll see you soon next week. If you do happen to have any comments, please do reach out at my Twitter handle at @RoshniSK. You can also drop your comments at the email ID sishu_katha@outlook.com, and I would be waiting to hear from you all, listeners. See you soon next week. Until then, stay safe, take care, and have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. See ya, listeners. Bye-bye.